Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hey, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I hope you guys... Oh, wow, I miss you. Welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I miss you guys so, so much. It has been a very, very, very interesting, I want to say 2 weeks. I hope you guys are doing well. Let me know how you guys are doing in the comments. I cannot wait to give you guys a shout out. Thank you guys so much for being here. Wow, 2 weeks went by fast for me, but I'm just like, I'm so happy. Today we are going to talk about how breaks are necessary, what I learned on my break, what I was doing, catching up with you guys. I want to know what you guys were up to, what you guys have been doing in the meantime. I'm very, very, very excited to be here. Yes, if you guys need prayers or anything, let me know because I see something going on. Really quick, though, before we get started and before we jump into our morning prayer, we lost one of our morning motivators, Edwan, and his sister is here joining us. So thank you so much. I actually have an address for, because I know some of you all were asking. And the reason why I'm breezing through this is because I did a live where I talked about what happened. A lot of you all saw it, so I don't want to, you know, bring that energy because I can get really down thinking about him. But I do have an address for you all, which I'll put in the chat, which is 3618 East 140th Cleveland, Ohio, 44120, if anybody wants to send anything. But yes, so if you guys want to know what's going on, if you don't understand what I mean by Edwan is no longer with us, please go watch that live. This will be dedicated to him. I hope that he is in a happier, healthier place for himself. And we will continue to rock with the Morning Motivators because that's what he would have wanted us to do. Not supposed to say Ohio, guys, not... My bad. I spelled Ohio wrong trying to multitask. But yes, I'm going to go ahead and do the morning prayer and then jump into the morning shout outs. So let's get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to continue to build this online community and allow us to come together and spread positivity, motivation. And thank you, Lord, so much for my supporters, for everybody that shows up, for those who are going to show up listening this morning live or it's going to listen on the podcast. I really, really appreciate the community that we've built together. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank y'all. I'm super excited. See, I'm nervous again, all over again. Remember the first day? I was nervous. And you guys, check out the new merch coming soon. I know, but it is here. As soon as everything is in place, I got you guys. And I'm going to let you guys know where you guys can get your own mugs. We're going to have these in black, white, and we're going to have water bottles. So you guys are going to be able to get your Morning Motivation mugs very, very, very soon. So you guys stay tuned for that. But let's go ahead and do our morning shout outs. If you are new, go ahead and put your name and where you are from in the shout outs so I can shout you out and wish you good morning. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Sydney. I had a death in my family yesterday, so I'm so ready to get back into this space. I'm glad Brittany took a break and will share all the goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry, Sydney. I apologize. I'm so sorry. We'll be praying for you guys. You guys send prayers to Sydney for the loss of her family member. I'm so sorry to hear that. And yes, I'm super excited to come back and to just spread love and positivity. So I'm glad you're back. Thank you so much for being here, Sydney. Good morning, Ashley. Sending love. Yes. Ready? Send love and prayers to Sydney. Good morning, Melanie. Melon and Honey. Good morning. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Jeanette. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, Queen 22. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Shamber. Good morning, Aubrey. Yes, I'm so glad to be back too. I really appreciate it. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Shamber. Good morning, Naturally Ann. Thank you. Good morning, Aubrey. Good morning, Tracy. Yes, good morning, you guys. Good morning, Destiny. You guys are making me so happy. And y'all don't get what the weird. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, much love to Edwan and his family. But there is the address if you all want to send something. It's there. Naturally Ann says, oh my God, I live around the corner. Oh wow. Yes, that's where Edwan is going to have his service. His sister says, thank you all for all the love and support and condolences for my brother. Absolutely. He was a part of our crew. He was up every single morning with us, and he will forever be missed. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Sydney. Oh, we said good morning to Sydney, but good morning again, of course. Good morning, Chels. Good morning, Mariah. Good morning, the Happy Housewife, Grand Rising. I hope you guys are doing well. If you are not spiritual or religious, I hope that it was okay that I prayed for you anyway. Because we just prayers and blessings all around for everyone. Okay, so in today's topic, let's just dive into it. All right, guys, I haven't talked to y'all in so long. I miss you guys so much. Okay, so I wanted to tell anybody. So let's go back. So 2 weeks ago, now mind you, I've been feeling this way for about a month and some change. I talked to my therapist about it. I was like, I really feel like I need a break from the morning motivation, but it just didn't feel like it was time. Good morning, Percy. How are you? It just didn't feel like it was time for me to take a break. I just didn't feel it in my spirit. Something was just like, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. And then it finally felt right. And I told you guys, hey, I'm going to take a break. And then some of you guys noticed my energy had been declining. And if anything you do, you're going to exude energy, whether it's taking care of children, whether it's going to work, whether it's going to, and I'm not saying that they're all equal. I am not saying that they're all equal. Okay. But doing this exuded a lot of energy for me. I loved it. I love connecting with you guys. I still do. I'm here, right? Hello. It's one of my favorite things that I do with my life currently is being with you guys, connecting with you guys and talking to you guys. But mama needed a break, right? And you think that I wouldn't give myself like grace to say I needed a break. And I want to teach you guys a lesson that I learned is you don't need to quote unquote deserve a break to take a break, right? If we are running these marathons of life, if we are striving for amazing goals, these amazing families, these amazing circumstances that we have to preserve our energy. And we've talked about a few instances, and I want to bring this one back. This was like a race to Antarctica. I've talked about this before, but for those of you who are new or for those of you who don't remember, or I need to jog your memory, is there were two countries that were racing to go to the middle of Antarctica. I forgot which countries they were. So I heard this story a while ago, but there were two, we'll just call them countries A and B. So country A had this mentality like, we're going to get there first. We don't care how hard it's going to be. We're just going to go, go, go. We're going to push ourselves to the max and we're going to make it. The other country, country B, was like, you know what? We're going to make it, but we're going to take our time. We're going to go X, Y, Z amount of miles every day, whether we're tired or we're not. Even if we have energy, we're only going to go, I think it was like, I want to say 3 miles, because I was going to say 33 miles, but I think that that's kind of a lot to be on foot, to be honest. I don't remember. But they went like they went a certain amount of miles each and every day. And team A, country A, was pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. They got sick. They lost a couple of people along the trail. And they made it first, right? Or did they make it first? I don't remember if they made it first. They made it to the middle of Antarctica. And they were so drained, so devastated. They made it. They were so drained, so tired from their journey that by the time they made it back, they had all died. By the time they made it back to their home country, they all died because of exhaustion, dehydration, the whole nine. The other country ends up making it. I believe they may have been first, to be honest with you. I think they may have made it first. They made it and they had so much energy. They celebrated there and they had enough energy to make it back and have thriving lives on the other side. The whole point of me telling you this story is it's not how hard we can go to burn ourselves out and then we get to have these breaks or these vacations or whatever the case may be. Now, there is something to be said about celebrating without, you know, really achieving. But then it's life is life. So it's really up to you. But I don't think that you need like to deserve this break to take a rest. We're all human. We only have so much energy to exude every day. And some of y'all are moms and you work full time and you guys are wives or full time home givers, or you work full time and you're trying to start a business. All of that energy is exhausting. This is the first time in history that we're doing so much at one time. Like back in the day, sometimes people were just home takers. Sometimes people were just, you know, people went to work and took care of their homes, but they had support or they had a village. Do you understand? So this is the first time in American history, can't say for the rest of the world, that we are expected to, by society, right, to have these jobs, have these side hustles, have this family, do all the things at one time and expect not to get burnt out. Like, no, everybody has their breaking point. But I want to highlight, before you get to the breaking point, before you feel like you're broken down and you have to take this break where it sends you to the hospital, just say, you know what? I'm going to take some time for myself. I'm going to take some time not doing this for a little bit so I can save up some energy so I can do other things. At the time for the 2 weeks, I wish I would have been on vacation. I wish I would have been able to come back with a vlog and on the beach and all of that. That's not what I got to do. I actually did have to work, but I got to sleep in a little bit. I got to keep some of my brain power to myself. So it was so needed. As you guys can see, my energy is back. I'm super excited to come to you guys and talk to you guys about more topics. I've learned a lot about myself, which is another part of what we'll get into today. But you don't need to deserve a break. The fact that you are keeping humans alive is definitely a reason to deserve a break. The fact that some of y'all have children that depend on you guys and they're alive each and every day because you are nurturing them and you're feeding them and you're taking care of them, that is something to be celebrated. The fact that you show up for your family, the fact that you show up to your job, because some of y'all do not even like y'all's jobs, and y'all show up and y'all are graceful and you guys are, you know, putting in the work. You know, the fact that you have these other things going on, or you're trying to make it work, or you're trying to make these relationships work. You have so much energy that you're exuding, that you guys are givers, that you guys give to charity, that you guys volunteer. So many great things that you guys do on a day-to-day basis. You deserve to be like, you know what, this week, I'm not going to do that because I need to, you know, maintain some energy for myself. I need to rest. I need to take longer naps. I need to nap. Some of y'all haven't taken a nap in years. You know, some of you guys deserve these things, but you don't. I feel like nowadays we use deserve, like if I break myself down to this much to no end, then I deserve to lay down. And it's like, no, we are humans. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We need to take our time. So when we get there, not only can we enjoy it, but we have energy to do other things and we have energy to come back. You know, we have energy to continue to keep it going and keep the ball rolling, right? So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like, don't think that you have to continue to show up for everybody and not give yourself a break or not show up for yourself. It's okay to be like, you know what? I'm just tired. Or I just want to break for a little bit. And you just take your break and you come back and you have more energy. You're thriving. You have more ideas. It's very hard to be creative while you're tired. It's very hard to be creative while you are drained. Okay. So if anybody needs any other motivation to take a break, I need to get this sticker off. That's so ghetto. So ghetto. But you guys deserve a break. Now, what I learned about myself while we took a break, and I hope that this transcends, you know, this is not the Brittany Daniels show, but I feel like this is very important to share. Man, I learned really that there's so much that I don't know. And not in the space of motivation, even though we're growing and learning every day. And I tell you all the time, I do not know everything, child. We are all figuring it out. But there was so much about myself that I didn't know or realize. And what happens is when we exude energy, when we give to others, when we help others all the time, like some of y'all are empaths and some of y'all give, okay, to no ends. When you're giving and you're exuding all your energy to others and to the world, right? It could be your friends, your family, your children, your husband, your significant other, your business. We rarely have time to like hold that mirror up and look at ourselves and be like, what am I lacking? What don't I know? What don't I have expertise on? What could I be better at? Where are there some areas that I'm just not the best? But not even that, what areas do I thrive in? What areas do I do really, really well that other people don't either know or that they see that I don't see? I asked a lot of questions during this time. I listened to a lot of podcasts, which a lot of them I shared on my community page. For those of you who know, y'all start checking that community page. I'm telling y'all, I share. But I learned a lot more about myself as a businesswoman and a creator. And I just took that time to kind of deep dive into me, the things that I thought I wanted to do, the things that I wanted to do, came up with some game plans, threw some stuff away. And it's very, we can spring clean our homes, right? We can go through our closets, we can declutter our clothes. But when do we do that with ourselves? When do we self-assess and be like, you know what? This doesn't serve me. This way of thinking doesn't serve me. I get triggered by this. I should work on this. But you know what? I need to really cultivate these things because I'm so good at them. Like this brings me joy. This doesn't bring me joy. I really enjoy this. I really don't enjoy this. So doing that self-evaluation for yourself at any time, I think, is extremely important and extremely imperative, because we can exude energy in areas of our lives and give things energy that really don't serve us, you know? And when you're in the midst of that space, thank you. When you're in the midst of that space, y'all, you know what happens? The devil kind of creeps in, or negative energy creeps in, and you're tested. I was tested over the 2 weeks. Some of you guys know, took the video down. If you know, you know. I was tested. And although I think I passed the test, right? And just to give you, for those of you who aren't hip to the game, I believe I was tested because somebody made a very disgusting video about me, or not even about me. She used me as an example, I would say. And I reacted to it. And although my reaction was very classy, I felt I gave the situation a lot more energy than it deserved. I will say that, than it deserved. And not only that, I heard Oprah say this years ago. And sometimes when we're in fight or flight mode, like when we feel the need to defend ourselves, when we feel the need to be right, when we feel the need to prove ourselves to people, some of the stuff that we know goes out the window. You know, if anybody's ever been into a fight or seen somebody get into a fight, they'd be like, I don't care. I'm going to say what I have to say. Cindy said, Satan tested me too. Absolutely. Ooh, Satan tested me too. I was hot that day. He comes around when he's like, okay. And it could be the universe. It may not be the devil. It could be God going, all right, are you really ready? Have you really crossed the threshold that you think you have, right? But when you go into fight or flight mode, sometimes you don't care. I watched my word. I was very classy. For those of you who know, if y'all pulled up, y'all pulled up. Y'all seen, y'all saw. But in the midst of this, I gave it way more energy. I heard Oprah say this before, right? So she was interviewing when she was in her early phases of the Oprah Winfrey Show. She interviewed the KKK on her show. And she thought that by doing this, she was going to shed light on how bad the organization was and how people shouldn't support them. She thought she was doing a positive thing. What ended up happening is they used that video and that thing as a recruiting tool. And when you give negativity light, when you give people who have done wrong by you light, when you go to social media and you talk about it, when you just give them any type of energy, even when you want to, even when you got all the smoke, even when you have all the time, it just grows and it festers. And not only does it grow in a space that you didn't want it to grow, it grows in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. And I didn't like it. And even Dang Dion, she was like, why are you even responding? And at the time it was because I wanted to defend myself. I wanted to have my back, you know, but when I don't even going to go there. When you do that, you just give it more energy than necessary. I will say that. Nana says, I found the reaction really insightful, actually. And I appreciate that because I came at it with as a learning tool, right? I use the moment in a positive way as a learning tool and as a teachable moment, I would say, because you can't build your platform on negativity. However, it ended up being in my atmosphere a little longer than I wanted it to, right? That's what I mean for me. So I did what I thought was necessary, meaning I used it as a teachable moment. I gave some good gems, but you know, I took it down. So I shared that story to tell you guys that when you think you're in a peaceful state, when you think that you are in, when you think you got it figured out, you know, the energies that be, it could be the devil, it could be universe, God testing you. I don't know. But things will creep in to test you and say, do you? Are you ready for the next level? And all it is a challenge for the next level. All it is, I feel like it's the universe testing you to see, like, are you going to react to this? Or have you grown through this? Are you going to be, and some things need a reaction. I will say that some things you need to, I'm not telling anybody just to roll over and take it. No, you have to use your discernment whether or not to give something energy or not. I felt at the time that it was the right thing. Then a couple of days later, I said, I don't want to give this any more energy. So I deleted it. Jeanette says, thank you everyone again for the kind messages and thoughts and prayers for my brother, Edwan. He said he won't make it to see his 31st birthday on September 16th. I'm so sorry. Yes. Yeah, so in the midst of going through the break, we had the passing of Edwan. That video is still up. I will not keep it up for too long for personal reasons, but Edwan ended up passing. You know, he was battling certain things. And that's another thing that you realize is that there are people out there that are hurting and you try your best and, you know, they're going to do what they feel is necessary for them. And so you give people grace. You learn to love people for where they are and where they are and you pour into them, but you can't do everything. I've learned that as well. As much as you may love people and you want to give and you want to help, you can't do everything. And all you can do is pray that they're at peace. You pray that they are happier and you show up for those who need you. So I learned that as well. And I hopefully that these lessons are something that you all can adopt as well for yourselves. Sydney says, yeah, you provided education and actually spent a lot of time teaching and uplifting. We understand what you mean, though, and we appreciate your self-analysis. Thank you. but it's all about self-reflection. And it's not always about us. You know, it's how can I be a better person for the world? But it's okay sometimes if it is about you. Because if you don't sit there and discover, reflect, if you don't sit there, discover, reflect, make mistakes or make decisions and you're like, okay, the decision was cool in the moment, but I don't want to make that decision again, or I won't make that decision again, or I'll choose to do things differently, is a superpower. And I feel like everybody should sit there and take that time to reflect and take that time to self-evaluate and self-analyze. Because if you don't, who will? People can tell you that you need to work on X, Y, Z or this or that, but if you don't believe it, if you have a thought process of this is how it's going to be, and this is what I see life as, it's always going to be like that, no matter what anybody tells you. So I really encourage anybody out there that needs a break, take time for yourself, figure it out for yourself, learn yourself, love yourself, tell yourself, you know, I'm going to take a break in this area. Even if you have to continue working, it might not be a vacation for you. I still had to work in the midst of the break, quote unquote. So I wish, like, some of y'all were like, enjoy your vacation. I did not get a vacation, but I got energy and time to reflect on the things that I needed and the things that I wanted to bring to you all moving forward. And I feel like that's all important for everybody to just take time for yourselves and do that. Percy says, hey, and you guys can ask questions too. This, you guys can definitely ask questions. I'm back. The chat is open. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Percy says, hey, Brittany, I listened to you both. You are going to make me choose between you or her. No, you guys are grown. There is no. You guys are grown. You guys do and discern what's best for your spirit. But I will say, watch who speaks into you, because you can listen to certain people and their perceptions of life can be those of their perception of life. You can indoctrinate into your own without you knowing it consciously and subconsciously. That's why I'm very, very selective in what I say on my platform. That's why I did not call her names back. That is why I chose to take the high road, because what we say impacts people in the way that they think. And if you choose to follow somebody who's negative, that's on you. And my whole thing is, a lot of times, and I'm being facetious when I say that, but a lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say, it's not your intentions, it's how you make people feel. Because your intentions can be great, but if what you put out is more damaging, that, like, Donald Trump's intentions were great for him and his the people that he was speaking to, right? His intentions were to be in the White House and to do the things that he felt was right. What ended up happening is, through his intentions, he sparked a lot of racial rhetoric. He gave a lot of people gusto to be negative and to carry along their ideals that were very damaging and very racist to the American community. So it's not always about what you intend to do. What you say matters, and the things that you say matter. The words that you spread matters. I will not get on the internet and call anybody fat. I will not get on the internet and call anybody old or bitter. I will not get on the internet and say demeaning and disgusting things about my own people. That makes no sense to me. So, with all that being said, you choose who you want to watch and what you find value in, because, hey, some people can say that her words are great, and that's amazing for them. But I just choose to align with different beliefs and values, and I'm not better than anybody. I'm not saying I'm better than her. I'm still human. I still have my days, but there are certain things I just don't rock with as a person. And you know what, going back to, we talked about before we took a break, friendships, right? And some of you all were asking me, well, how do you discern, right, the type of friends you should have as an adult? And that goes into it. Like, if you're ever at a party or if you're ever in a social setting and you hear people gossiping about other people, talking crap about other people, I pay attention to that. I pay attention to that, because if you're willing to talk crap about your friends, if you're willing to talk crap about people that know you longer, or you gossip about your friends, or you talk bad about them when they're not around, I pay attention to that. Because if you're going to do that to your friends, you're definitely going to do it to me. And so I try to align with people who have my same morals, my same values, my same standards as friends and people. And again, to each their own. Again, I'm not saying I'm better or it makes them lower to the earth. No. What I'm saying is, I try to align my what I intake and the people that I listen to if I want positivity, I try to listen to people who are positive, or I try to befriend people who are positive. Like, I take what people say for face value. I'm a words of affirmations type person. And if you're okay belittling a subgroup for your point, then I personally don't rock with that. So we just don't have the same beliefs. And I feel like people should do that not only in their personal lives, but what you intake, because rhetoric will be implemented into your subconscious, just like music, right? Music has been implemented into our American culture, especially the Black culture, for a very long time. And it has been negative over the past 20 to 30 years. It's popping and bumping and we can twerk to it and move to it as we can. It has been the most toxic thing to our community, to be honest.
And you don't hear that toxicity in any other culture in America, but the Black culture. So again, it's what we choose to pay attention to. It's what we choose to feed our energy to. I just choose to align with people who just would rather not. So teach their own, though. No choosing over here. Okay, so does anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns? But I do want to say you do deserve rest. You do deserve a break. You do deserve, and it doesn't take you breaking yourself down to a pulp to deserve anything. It doesn't take you to almost being dead for you to deserve anything. I feel like it's very, very important that we align our energy, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions as much as we can to what we want. And I was listening to something this morning, and it was saying how, you know, whatever we think about is going to grow. Whatever we fixate on is going to grow. If you feel like something is not going to happen for you, it won't. If you feel like something is not destined for you, it won't. As a man thinketh, so is he. So I really want to implement that is whatever we fixate our minds on, whatever we start adapting, attract, focus on is very, very, very crucial. If that makes any sense. Y'all are so quiet this morning. Nobody has any questions, comments, or concerns. Because I really don't want to stay too much on that. But I really enjoyed this break. I missed you guys. I talked to some of y'all over the break, which was very great. I got a lot of DMs. I don't want to talk about her no more. She did what she was supposed to do. She had her assignment. She did what she was supposed to do. So I appreciate her. And we're going to leave it at that. But I really appreciate all the love that I got, especially centered around Edwan and just life is so precious. He taught me a lot. We can talk about Edwan really quick. He taught me a lot. How people really, really show up for you and how life is so short and so precious. And we have to do our best to be as positive as we can. Again, not fake. If you're not feeling the day, take your day. If you're not feeling a certain circumstance or a certain just aspect of life, you have to be very honest with yourself. But it's really, really crucial that we understand that we have the power within us to change our circumstances. We have the power to get away from people. We have the power to really see life in a different way. We don't have to just take it. We don't have to just, you know, take whatever life throws at us. We definitely have the power to change our circumstances, change our lives, change anything that we want. It may take time. It may take a lot of time and energy. But we choose our lives. Brandy says, taking it all in, it's so important to take time for ourselves. Absolutely. Because then you get to discern. You get to really fixate on what is important to you, what matters to you. Because life and social media will tell you all the time what you should think, what you should want, what you should be, how you should act, how you should be. That's why I'm not, you know, too fixated on that situation. So people are going to be who they are. But what's right and aligns with you and your values and your beliefs? What do you bring to the table? What aspects of life are valuable to you? What aspects of life mean something to you? What aspects of life do you really care about? Because there will be a lot of chit-chat and rhetoric and talk about stuff that you don't care about, but because it comes to your face, you might have something to say about it. So what do you think? Sydney says, I don't think taking a break is selfish. I don't either. I have a vacation coming up and I made sure my mom is okay with me going in light of his death. I've been needing a break for my mental, and that's okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was so kind of you to gauge whether or not, you know, that was okay. But I think that it was totally okay that you need a break. Sydney says, besides the morning motivators, did you tell others around you about your break so they gave you space? Did I? I don't think I did because I didn't need space from my personal life. I needed space from the internet. Like the first week, Sydney, I took a break. Let me actually keep that up. The first week I was off, I took a social media break. I kind of, it was interesting. I deleted Instagram and would have been off Instagram a lot longer, but I was DMing Edwan like videos and messages and things like that. Or else I would have been off of Instagram a lot longer. Did I tell people? I told you guys. I told people in my life that I was taking a break, but I was still working. So it was a break from the internet, so to speak. Like, had I continued my break, but I'm glad I got on because I got to speak to Edwan a few times. But had I just like deleted the app and kept it deleted, I would have never seen Oh Girl. It would have been so much later. And that's the thing. Sometimes when you have to take a break, just when you're feeling in your spirit, hey, just take a break from something. Just take a break. I don't regret it again because I got to talk to Edwan for a few more days before his passing. But that was something that I didn't. But if that's something you need to, you should make that announcement. Like, I think it's totally okay to be like, you know what, guys, I'm not, you know, I'm okay. I just need a few days to myself. I'll be back at this time. I think if you're going to take a break from people, just because of everything that's going on in the world, let them know when they're going to hear back from you so they know not to worry until that time. Like if you're going to go on vacation or you're going to cut your phone off, I think it's wise to tell a couple of people like, hey, I'm detaching for a minute. I'm turning my phone off until this date, the 27th. I just need a few days for myself. I will be back. I'm okay. Don't worry. I'm just in a place where I just need a break. I think it's very important just to communicate that, so people can leave you alone, so you can get a break and that they're not worried. Because a lot of times people just worry, you know, with everything going on in the world, you don't want people worried about you. So just let them know, like, hey, you know what? I'm going on a break. Like, you guys, I didn't just disappear. I told you guys when I'm coming back. I said when Morning Motivation was going to be back. I didn't just like leave and never come back or leave and be like, hey, guys, I'm back. You guys knew that, hey, okay, she's taking 2 weeks. She needs it for whatever reason. She's good. She'll be back on the 25th and I'm back. So I think it's very important to communicate your needs, what you're going through, to as much of your ability as possible. And then you just articulate what you need from them. Like, hey, you know what? I am going away for a little bit. I need a few days. I need a week. I need 2 weeks. I'll check in to make sure to let you guys know I'm okay. Send a text. Hey, I'm good. Just checking in. Nobody check on me. Whatever you need to get through your break and however long you need it to last is super important as well. But how have you guys been? Tell me what's going on. What's been going on with you guys for the last 2 weeks? What have you guys learned? What lessons? What's been going on? Is there anything that happened that you're like, dang, I wish the Morning Motivation was here to help me through this? I know I missed you guys so much when it came to the community aspect of what we do. But is there anything that you guys needed help? I'm here. I'm back. Sydney says, yep, that makes sense. Awesome. Yes. Hey, Jessica. Made it to the live chat after the gym. I'm so happy that you guys are in the gym. But yes, any questions, comments, or concerns? How have you guys been? What was your break like? The Morning Motivators, I really, really miss you guys terribly, terribly. But I'm happy I took the break. So now we can get back on track. We can talk about a few things that are coming up while you guys load up the comments. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, we do have merch coming. I thought it would be ready by now, you guys. And I know I've been talking about this for months. Bear with me. It is coming back, or it's coming. Merch. We got Good Morning Motivation mugs, water bottles. What else do we have coming up? The book giveaways every Friday is coming back. That's coming back. I also let me know what you guys think about this while I have you guys here. I want to start doing raffles and bringing one person on every Friday if you guys win the raffle. And the raffle will be super affordable, but I'll be able to raffle off a Morning Motivator giveaway where you guys will come on and you guys will be a part of the show so we can talk, we can chat, we can discuss certain topics. Let me know what you guys think about that. Again, I'm super, super sorry. There's things going on that are out of my control at this point. I've been very patient and I won't get into it. So I'm going to keep positive because it's going to happen. It's going to happen when it's meant to happen. And that's what we have to do. When some things are just out of your control and you can't do anything about it, all you can do is smile and grin it and bear it and voice your concerns to the people who need to hear it. But we can't complain. We just can be positive. Again, I apologize for the delay, but they are coming. Let me know what you guys think about them. Aren't they cute? They're going to be black, white, and we have water bottles that are going to be in white also. Super excited about that. But I'm loving them. Dishwasher safe, all of that great stuff. Super, super excited for that. Shamber says, I've been good. My break was really good. I stayed waking up motivated, but it wasn't the same without the live. So happy to be back. Thank you for coming back, She Amber. Shalina. Sydney says, I've just been off and needing some time to get my head back in the game because I've been grinding, but more blessings have been flowing and I'm excited. I'm excited for you too, Sydney. Take a break. Everybody deserves it because you don't want to burn out. Because what happens a lot of times when we burn out, then we take longer than we need or that we should take. So go ahead and take your break. Let your people know. Say, hey, I'm taking a week off. Use that. Y'all, it's half the year. Unless you're saving up your PTO for your birthday or Christmas, take that PTO. The year's halfway over. I know y'all got some hours. Do not let your vacation days and your PTO, you know, just fall by the waistline. If you have not used any this year yet, use the PTO, use that pay time off. Unless you're waiting for your child's birthday or your birthday or a holiday that's coming up. And most of y'all get holiday leave. So use it. It's there for a reason. It's your benefit. You do not need a death in the family to use your PTO or anything like that. Do what you have to do for you. Take that vacation, take that break. You know, even if it's a staycation, you don't even have to go anywhere to be on vacation. People are like, where are you going? Home. Nowhere. Staying right where I'm at. So allow yourself that time. Allow yourself. I'm entering into a whom much is given, much is required phase. That's good that you have that discernment, Sydney. That's very good that you have that discernment. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Just want to thank you for being Edwan's angel during his last days. I appreciate that. I think he had more angels around him. He just was going through a lot, unfortunately. And I'm praying for him still and his family, and I hope that he is in a better place. She Amber, are you coming back to your Sunday podcast? Jeanette asked. Hey, Sasha. How are you? Percy says, yes, I would like a mug. Can I get my name, astronaut status on mine? I don't know if they're customizable. I have to look on the site to see. I don't think so, but that'd be pretty cool if you guys could customize it. Let me look into it. The ghetto. I got to get that sticker off. It's so ghetto. Brandy says, oh, I'm excited about the merch and the book giveaway. How would the raffle work? So the raffle would work where you guys, I think it would be like $5 or so, and you paid the $5, and then every week I would raffle off, or every 2 weeks, a week or 2 weeks, I would say, figuring that out. And I'd raffle off and then pull your name, and the person would get the link for the show. And then that Friday they would come on, and it would be like a morning motivator Monday sounds better, but like a Friday or something like that, I think would be really, really cool. Would be like a very affordable raffle. You guys raffle off and then you're able to get your name chosen to be on a part of the live. And then we talk and answer questions together. You guys get to meet that person. The book giveaway would be the same. I'm still waiting on that link to be ready. Out of my control again. I thought it would be done by now, you guys. I had it all set up to be done by now. I'm not making excuses, but it's still not done. So book giveaway coming. Raffle is on its way. Merch is almost ready. So as soon as it's ready, I'll let you guys know. And again, I'm sorry for the delay. I thought it would be all ready by now, but it's not. It's not. Cozy Queen. Hey, Cozy Queen. Over the break, I got a chance to watch your lives from the beginning. And it was really nice to see your growth from then till now and how you do your lives now and having your flow of things. Thank you. You know, that was something I did not do. Thank you, Cozy Queen. Where are you from? I appreciate you going back and watching the old lives. Hey, Authenticating Beauty, you love the raffle idea. I think I would love to. I think that too. Motivational Minute, I love that. I love that. Love that. Morning Motivator Minute. I love that. So that's what will be happening. So we'll do a raffle and the book giveaway is coming back. Let me know what books you guys are interested in reading over the next couple of months. I do want to do it to where it's more so a book club. So if you don't win a book, that you guys will still be able to buy the book and be a part of the conversation. I want to bring the books back. I think that those are very helpful. And I would love to know what books you guys want to read. I have a list of my own that I'm thinking about, but I'm very curious to see if there's a book out there that you guys have been wanting to read, ready to read, and all of that. That is so super important because I want to make it more encompassing of you guys and what you guys want to see and do. But if not, then I'll pick the book. She Amber says, yes, her podcast is coming back on Sundays. Back this Sunday, she was on a break as well. Awesome. And Cozy Queen from the MIA 305. So what is coming up? Thank you for tuning in. So what is coming up with you guys? How have you guys been? What are you guys up to? Anybody else have a vacation or a break coming up? I would love to know. I cannot wait to go back to Miami. I think I go back to Miami in October for a bachelorette party that I'm super excited about. So I love Miami. But thank you guys for being here with me. I'm not ending it just yet. We got about 10 minutes, but it really warms my heart that y'all pulled up and showed up on the 25th. You know, when you take breaks, you're like, is anybody going to be there when I get back? But I appreciate you guys just allowing me the time for understanding. I have like the Morning Motivators, y'all are the best support group in the world. I kid you guys not. Y'all pulled up, y'all showed out. Y'all had my back. I know some of y'all pulled up to the other video and had some words. And let me just say this for the record. I never, ever want you guys to say anything derogatory or mean to somebody else. You can always stand up for me. Much appreciated if you guys see videos. But, you know, we got to be kind. Be kind and rewind. We got to watch our words. Take a pause. Take a step back and remember that our words have power. Remember that we're not in the game of hurting anybody, even when they hurt us. I'm more of a Martin Luther King than a Malcolm X when it comes to defending myself. I'll go the high road. When they go low, we go high. But thank you for the ones who showed up and the ones who pulled up. I appreciate that because, you know, it's one thing to defend yourself. It's another thing to have other people speak on your behalf. But I never want y'all to attack anybody, but for those who pulled up, I really, really, really appreciate it. And those who had my back, I really appreciate that too. Jessica says, I'm going on vacation next month. Been saving PTO since I started my new job in May, and you deserve it, Jessica. I'm super excited for your vacation. Finally, get used to it. Yes. Sasha says, I'm doing great. Glad I caught this morning motivation. I've been taking a week off from work for a break in August. Hallelujah. Yes, you guys deserve it. So if you guys got PTO saved up, if you have vacation days saved up and you're not, again, not using it for your birthday in the fall or winter, or you're not using it for winter break, make sure you use it because we're halfway through the year. Do not let yourself run raggedy. That's what it's for. Use your PTO and vacation days. Cozy Queen says, I have to figure out a way to move back home and get a new job. I keep procrastinating because it's just daunting. All the work that goes into taking all the work that's going to take. I'm working on it. Okay, so let me just give you a few pointers. Start it in phases, right? If you want to move back, if the goal is to move back home, right? Start looking for jobs that'll allow you to relocate first, right? Get your resume updated. Well, look for the jobs first. See the jobs that you want. Tailor your resume to those jobs. Use those key points in there. Remember, Travis has his resume writing service. You guys can reach out to Travis if you don't feel like writing your resume yourself. Maybe have three different versions of your resume depending on the type of job that you're going after, because you're going to need those keywords. Finding a job is a full-time job, but when you come home from work or when on the weekends, use a couple of hours to do some research on the jobs that you want in that city. So when you go, say if you go on ZipRecruiter or Indeed or LinkedIn, right? And you know the companies or you see the companies, search for the city that you want to live in. Then see if it's remote where you can start early or you can move there, or it's hybrid or whatever the case may be, or they have a relocation allowance. And if they don't have a relocation allowance, that's okay. Start saving up your money now while you're finding these jobs. Save up your money now so when it is time to go, and say if they don't have a relocation allowance, that you can afford to move. Do it in phases, do it in pieces. The number one thing I would do is tell you to start looking, Cozy Queen, in the city that you want. Start looking for the jobs that you want. Save at the same time and start like putting your resume out there, connecting with people on LinkedIn. It is a full-time job to look for a job, but you can make it for the time. But don't procrastinate, because the longer you take, the longer it's going to take for you to get that job. So start now. Keep looking for it. Keep praying that God will align you in the perfect time. Get your resume together, because you got to do the work. But the longer you procrastinate, the longer it's going to take you to move. So if the goal is to move, start acting like you're going to move. Start saving the money. Go search for those jobs, okay? Thank you, Happy Housewife. Dia says, I've been focusing on school. Gotta book a vacation soon. Absolutely. Especially before you go back to school. Because school starts back up in August, y'all. So you got about a month and a little change. Counting down on my week-long honeymoon. Ooh, congratulations, Authenticating Beauty. I'm excited for you. Bon chicken, wow, wow. Brandy says, I'm glad you're back. Brandy, I feel like I needed this today. I love our community. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back. I'm not going to lie. At first, I was going to give a piece of my mind, but I didn't think that would be good representation of you. Thank you so much. Oh, hey, Angel. Hey, Angel girl. I appreciate that. Thank you for thinking of me. And people went in. Ewan had my back. So I get it. But you can always read somebody respectfully. But I appreciate that. Brittany, you said you were going to training. I think you mentioned the reserves. How was that? Was that training physically? Because of my mental state, I got to do an alternative. So I was fine. I was not with the main body because I cannot be around them due to anxiety reasons. But I cannot complain whatsoever. Thank you for inspiring words, Brittany, especially with the procrastination. Yeah, just if we act as if we're going to get it, it happens even quicker, you know? But if we tell ourselves like, I'll do it one day, or I don't know if I want to move or whatever. No, when you've decided, say, hey, I want to move, give yourself 6 months, like be realistic with your time. Say, I'm going to save and I'm going to start applying to jobs. And you'll be surprised of the jobs you can get quicker, or how quick it may happen if you start now. And you want to do it now before this whole recession boom happens. While companies still have money, you want to make sure you go ahead and get there. So start applying, start saving, get your resumes together, and just start going on your interviews, and it'll happen to you. But make sure those resumes are up to date. Make sure that when you're looking for those jobs and you see those keywords of what they're looking for, that's in your resume. Also apply to jobs that you're not qualified for. Sometimes we hold ourselves back Because it says, oh, we need XYZ years of experience and we don't have the years of experience, or we're missing two skills. You do not have to have every single skill on the list to apply for the job. If you know that's something that you want to do, you know, you can learn and you can grow in that field, apply anyway. You will be surprised. You do not need every single job skill, every single requirement listed in order for you to get the job. Just apply. Either they're going to call you or they're not. And that's how you get more money as well. Nicholas says, breaks are vital. Me time is priceless. That gives you a chance to reflect, adjust course for your goals. Absolutely love it. Yes, Authenticating Beauty. Enjoy your honeymoon, girl. Me and my brother connected on this live many times. He was a cool dude. Absolutely, Edwan really was. I was cutting up for the first time. Then I was like, okay, city. I appreciate that. But you know how dope that is, you know, and that really made me see. I knew we bonded, y'all, but that's how I knew. I was like, when people have your back and ready to fight for you, you know, people don't be ready to fight for folks. And I really appreciated that. I know that. I really appreciate that. And that's another thing of why I took that video down, is I did not want to bring any more smoke to her doorstep, because sometimes people will do things and not think them all the way through or understand the support system that people have. It's just like when people pick on the little girl on the playground and don't know she got a big brother, a big cousin, or a big sister that's going to come to her defense. And I really felt that way. I felt really loved and supported, and I appreciate that. Hey, Kelsey girl, I really felt like just really seen. And that made me also realize that I have to be careful with my platform and what I put out, because I do have people that don't play, okay, about me or about they people, and that will pull up. And I don't want to cause that just because she was spewing things. I don't want to cause that on her, if that makes any sense. So I have to be very mindful with, you know, it's like when the Beehive goes after people, you know, my morning motivators, if, you know, they Beehive is something different. But my morning motivators was showing up, and I don't want anybody to be like, oh my gosh, her people are bullies, because we're such good people, we're such nice people, you know. I just got some mama bears and daddy bears in my tribe, and sometimes people just don't know. So I didn't want also to bring any more of that energy to her. I'm so glad I was able to finally catch a live to interact. This was so nice. I'm so happy you enjoyed it, Cozy Queen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Enjoy that honeymoon. Okay, you guys, I love you guys so much. If you guys have any topics, do not forget to DM me on Instagram if there are topics that you guys want to discuss. I appreciate you guys for showing up again for another morning motivation. I have some other announcements coming up, but I just stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. You guys, every time you guys come in, do me a favor, give this a thumbs up. Share with anybody who needs to hear it. I love you guys, and I will see you guys in my next live replaying. Thank you, Ms. Demita Joe. You guys have a beautiful, 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 blessed day. I love you guys. Peace.